Chapter 4. The Boat Trip. As soon as I was ready, I left the field and began to walk along the main road. There weren't many cars on the road, and I walked slowly, stopping often to rest. Finally, I came into the town, which was 2 kilometres away. I had only been alone for a week or two, but it seemed much longer, and already I wasn't used to being with other people. I felt very nervous. I had decided to hire a boat, so after some time I turned off the main road and went down a path that led to the river. Soon I came to a cottage with a "Boats for Hire" sign outside. There was a man standing in the garden. "Good morning. Can I hire a boat from you?" I asked. "Who are you?" he replied, looking at me suspiciously. "I've never seen you before, and I don't hire boats to strangers. I don't trust strangers." "Well then, do you have a boat for sale?" I asked. "No, I don't," he replied. He evidently didn't like the look of me and didn't want to continue our conversation. Just then his wife came outside. "Sell him what he wants, you stupid man," she shouted at her husband. "Can't you see that he's an educated person?" She walked down to the river and showed me a boat. It looked comfortable, but it was too long and difficult to manoeuvre. She also asked about double the price that I had expected to pay. I realised that she had her own good reasons for being kind to me. Then I saw a little boat with a red sail. "Can I buy this one?" I asked. "It'll be too expensive for you," she answered. "That's all right," I said. "I'll sell it again when I finish my trip. I've got money, compensation for my accident." Finally, the woman agreed to sell me the boat and told her husband to put up the mast and the sail. I could see that he hated both his wife and myself for making him work. "You could easily drown with this boat, and then my wife will be responsible," he said angrily. I knew he was wrong. A child could have sailed that boat. It was exactly what I wanted. While the wife continued shouting at her husband, I took out my wallet. I didn't want them to see how much money I had, and I didn't want to attract their attention to my hands and gloves. "This is the most I can pay you," I said, holding out some notes. "Tell me yes or no." The woman took the money without much argument. Clearly it was more than she had expected to receive for this boat. 5 minutes later, I was out on the river. There is not much to write about the days and nights that I passed on the river. I was out of any immediate danger, and I was content. Nobody knew where I was, and I didn't have to identify myself to anyone. I needed time and patience to get strong again, and the slow, quiet boat trip was exactly right for me. I pretended that I really was a schoolteacher who was recovering from a bad accident. When I occasionally had a meal in a small riverside restaurant, I would start a conversation with some of the local people. Then I would talk about the school where I taught and my favourite pupils, as if they really existed. I sailed down the river in this way for 2 weeks and thought about the various options for my final escape from the country. The first option was to continue sailing and hope for the best. This was a very dangerous plan. My small boat wasn't built for the open sea, and it was almost certain that the police would arrest me if I tried to leave the port in it. The second was to travel openly by boat or train. The problem was that I would have to show my papers at some point, and this would reveal my identity and the fact that I was still alive. By now, they would know that I wasn't dead and would have stopped looking for my body. The police would be hoping to find me. The third option was to get to the port and then try to hide on a boat going to England, and in the end, this is what I did. As soon as I came into the port, I saw British ships. I realised that all I had to do was to tell a good enough story to the right man, and I would find a place on one of them. I tied up my little boat and went ashore. I made a big mistake in not sinking the boat, but I couldn't find a suitable place unless I sailed back up the river, and I didn't want to do that. I went into the first second-hand clothes shop I came to and bought myself an old blue suit. Then I went to a public lavatory and changed my clothes. After that, I sold my own jacket and trousers in another second-hand shop. Now I had to find someone to help me.